This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey, Goal Getters, and welcome to The Daily Distance, a new daily series from the creators of We Got Goals. I'm Kristen Guile, editor-in-chief of asweatlife.com. In these short episodes, we're bringing you one daily goal you can set for yourself during this chaotic time, one actionable thing you can do to move your body, connect with a friend, prioritize your mental health, get some work done, and practice a little bit of self-care. This week's podcast episodes are brought to you in partnership with NYX, the first and only light ice cream that is actually truly creamy. NYX is a Swedish brand that believes healthfulness shouldn't compromise flavor. Spoon soft and never icy, NYX has no added sugar and only 220 to 360 calories per pint. That's right, that means it's perfect for eating the whole thing in one sitting. You get a compromise-free, healthy, and tasty treat without the calories, and it's the perfect way to start summer. Find out more on their website, NYX.com. Girl, I said I'll be on the road, I'll be back, I'm just reaching for a goal, so don't be upset. And with me today, calling in from Los Angeles, is Felicia Alexander. She is the co-founder of Box Union, which is a super fun boxing workout where you do your jab cross punch to the beat of the music while an instructor hypes you up. Felicia, how's it going?
It's going well. It's nice to be chatting with you today. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, I'm excited to hear more about you and what you're going to bring to our listeners. But first, could you tell us a little bit more about Box Union and how you came up with the concept?
Absolutely. So Box Union is a fitness brand bringing together mind, body, music, and boxing. We opened the doors to our first studio in Santa Monica, California in April 2017. We opened a second location in Los Angeles, in West Hollywood, in January of 2019. And we have a third location that would have opened by now, also in Los Angeles. It is still under construction, and we are eagerly waiting to reopen our doors, open that location in Sherman Oaks, as well as get our community back together. I started Box Union with my business partner, Todd Wadler, back in 2017. It was something that we had been working on for quite some time. I've known him for over 13 years. I call myself a recovering corporate executive. I spent most of my career as a sales and marketing executive working for large Fortune 1000 companies, but I've always been incredibly passionate about fitness from the perspective of the consumer. Todd, my business partner, is a former investment banker. He too is a fitness enthusiast. And as we, you know, were approaching our early 40s, we really wanted to do something different and leave our corporate roles and do something that was passion based. I put on gloves for the first time when I was 16. It was shortly after my dad had died suddenly of a heart attack. And it was an unbelievably transformative and cathartic experience. For those of you that have put on gloves or have never put on a pair of gloves, I think your whole demeanor shifts the minute you put those gloves on. It's like this inner, I hope it's okay to use a swear word, an inner badass comes out and is unleashed. And while we were working on our business plan, we knew that boxing as a form of fitness existed, but we thought there was really an opportunity to think about the entire experience and really attract an audience that all of the data did not support was participating in boxing for fitness. So when we looked at the data and the research, it skewed predominantly male and it skewed older. And we knew that boutique fitness did not share those same characteristics. So one thing that we did that was our real point of differentiator is created what we call this box to the beat methodology, which means everything we do to the rhythm of the music. And this creates nonstop movement in a way that's fun and delivers a really great workout. We also lean heavily into mindfulness. Our workouts are designed to leave you feeling sweaty, distressed, and de-stressed, not distressed, let me clarify that, and ready to take on anything that life throws at you. We've created an environment that's really welcoming. Our people that work for us are very friendly. Our coaches are super inviting. And really, we've built this unbelievable community where people can show up for themselves and for each other and really find their inner fighter.
And I can vouch to this workout because I was lucky enough to be able to try the digital version earlier this week. And I will confess, I am not what you would call a rhythmic person. I'm not a great dancer. Like on SoulCycle, I'm always the one who is offbeat. But something about the boxing to the beat was so much fun. And it gave me such a good sense of pace and like how quickly I should be throwing these punches. And it kept me even more motivated because I wanted to keep up with the music instead of like taking an extra long break. So I love what you guys have created.
It's really funny that you said that because I don't hear lyrics and music. I can't dance to save my life. I do not know how to ride to the rhythm in SoulCycle, but yet I can box to the beat.
Yes, absolutely. So I'm right, like way more capable than I ever have.
Yeah, I'm right there with you. And you know, the other cool thing on the digital platform, we've been hearing from people, I was intimidated to try, even though I've heard from people that it's such like a welcoming space, or there's people who live nowhere near one of our physical locations who now have the comfort of the privacy of their own environment. And we do have really great tutorials on our digital platform where if you wanted to learn a new skill, we can break down all of the fundamentals and the basics and teach you everything you need to know on Box Union Digital.
Well, we'll make sure that our listeners know where to find you guys on the digital side of the workouts at the end of the podcast. But before then, I want to get into the tip that you are going to recommend to our readers. So what is something that you are bringing to the table for our listeners that has made your life a little bit better during these chaotic times?
Yeah, I think what I would have to say is really to make sure that I'm filling my own cup. Since, you know, the middle of March, my family and I have been together in our home for 24/7. So my mornings are unbelievably sacred to the point that I will get up, you know, an hour and a half earlier than anyone else in my home, so that I can have that quiet time that's just for me. And having that time and the ability to be in a quiet space, to not have the workday already have started and being bombarded with, you know, DMs, text messages, Slacks, emails, has been like so important for me to keep some level of sanity during this time.
What kinds of things do you do with this quiet hour all to yourself?
So it always starts off with coffee. The coffee maker is programmed the night before, and I like being able to wake up and have the pot full and ready to pour. So I start with coffee, and then I usually spend about 10 to 15 minutes reading something. I have been reading some Abraham Hicks. I've also been reading this book by a gentleman named Leon Logothetis. I might be mispronouncing his last name. You might know Leon from his documentary series on Netflix called The Kindness Diaries. And he has this new journal called Go Be Kind. And it's 28 and a half adventures guaranteed to make you happier. And I think with all of the heaviness that's going on in the world from all of the lives that have been lost to COVID as well as all of the upheaval that's happening currently around the injustices in the world, being able to like focus and find the good is really important. And to understand like the role that I can take in doing that has been incredibly valuable. So my day always starts with those two things. And then I'm holding like my family even closer than usual. And when I say family, I'm talking about my two sisters and my mom. Prior to this, we did not I don't remember a time when like we were all on a phone call together. I'd call my mom every morning. I'd talk to my sisters, you know, a few times a week. But I'd say by 6:30, 6:45, there is a group FaceTime every morning. And there's something so grounding in being able to connect with them. And perhaps it's because, you know, we're all experiencing like the fragility of life, but it has made me feel grounded. And it's also been kind of fun to like have this, you know, relationship with my family that we haven't had in this way before. And then depending upon what my schedule, the next thing I might do is get in a workout. If I don't have time to fit it in during the day, I'll usually do a workout before my day starts.
You've accomplished a lot by the time your day officially starts.
Yes.
That's the point. And then you go into your day feeling a lot more ready for the metaphorical fight, it sounds like.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I think that's so important. I mean, so many of us are in situations right now where, you know, we're surrounded by people 24/7. We don't have like our previous routines. And, you know, it's really important. You know, I play the role of, you know, wife, mom, school teacher, though I think I early on pretty much fired myself from that role.
It sounds like a hard role, to be fair.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm not suited for that role. And my level of respect and admiration for teachers was high to begin with and is off the charts after this experience and, you know, the flexibility that they've had to show in this, because I know many of them are at homes with children of their own.
Yeah. Well, Felicia, thank you so much for sharing all of this, you know, actionable tips about how to make sure your own cup is filled, and your morning sounds great. I especially identify with the coffee part. So thank you so much for coming on the podcast today.
Thanks for having me.
And where can we find out more about Box Union, whether that's in person or whether that's on the internet and working out with you guys?
Yeah, absolutely. So you can visit us at boxunion.com. We have a 14-day free trial for Box Union Digital. If you use the promo code Stay Strong, you can enjoy your first 2 months after the 14-day no commitment trial for $20 a month. You can also find us on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok at Box Union Studio.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much. I know our listeners are going to be checking you guys out and appreciate you coming on the podcast today.
Thank you. Have a great day. Stay safe. Stay healthy.
And for all of our listeners, we will be back on the internet tomorrow for more tips from our community. And until then, like Felicia said, stay safe, stay well, and cheers to going the distance together.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.